Need a recap of Sunday's readings? It's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And we head down to the capital city of Salem. Father Tim Mikitas joins us from Queen of Peace Catholic Church.
The last line of the gospel today is easy to just say. Nice closure to this resurrection story. But they are powerful words. Jesus said to the apostles after he appeared to them, one of several times of appearing, he said, you are witnesses to these things. The very word witness, in the words of Jesus and in our Christian sense, implies not passivity, implies not simply sitting down and doing nothing. To be witnesses of these things, and the whole spirit of Christianity, is to embrace the mission of Christ, to be sent out as missionary disciples in the world around us, and to preach the good news, to tell others about the truth that God has come at a time and a place in human history and confronted the power of death, and through the resurrection of Christ has broken that power, the result of original sin in the garden with Adam and Eve, as that first act of disobedience, that first original sin from which all sin has come. And therefore, sin no longer holds us, for it was never God's intention that the human body would die. Death, from our Christian perspective, is actually a good thing, as tragic and as sad as it can be at times. Death is actually a good thing. Now, that's a very strange phrase, but if we put it into the Christian context, because death means not the end, death means the beginning of new life. And at the end of all time, our bodies will be joined and risen, and we will be like the glorified Christ who appeared to the apostles. That's the Easter message. That's the good news that we are called as witnesses to bring to the world around us. And that's an incredible and heavy responsibility for every one of us. I know when a man is ordained a priest, the very sense of duty and responsibility falls heavy in the words of ordination. Despite all the wonderful joy and all the wonderful gratitude after many years of formation, the moment when the archbishop imposes his hands on your head, when you lie prostrate on the ground, a kind of dying as the litany of the saints are sung, and then a rising in ordination, everything suddenly comes down heavy on you. And you figure there's no going back. This is the point, that is the point of no return. At least it should be by then. But by God's grace, that all becomes possible, not by the man's power alone, but only by God's grace. And our responsibility to be witnesses, as heavy as that can be, as daunting as it may feel at times, by God's grace, it makes all things possible. Every time Jesus appeared to the apostles, going back just for a moment, every time Jesus appeared to the apostles, he did not appear in sort of the clouds. He did not appear as a phantom. Sort of logically, the apostles thought they were seeing some sort of apparition, a ghost that appeared before them. Suddenly, out of the blue, Jesus appears in this room where they are gathered. In hearing the story of the disciples who had just come back from the road to, from what the passage right before this is the road, what we call the road to Emmaus. And as Jesus appears to them along the road, sort of comes out of the woods and joins them on the path. And they do not recognize that it is Jesus because they're so filled with their own thoughts and their sorrow and their grief and their disappointment, and they share that with him. Then he begins to share the scriptures with them. And then the evening is coming and they go in the room for a meal. They invite Jesus at that place, at that moment in which he encounters them in a specific time and place. And what do? They celebrate the Eucharist together. In that sense, it says they broke bread at the meal. He shares a meal with them, and they suddenly recognize him. They see him for who he is. He vanishes from their sight. And they're so filled with awe and wonder and joy that they ran back to Jerusalem where they should have stayed. They ran back to Jerusalem, and they're telling the apostles what just happened to them. They began their mission. They began their mission, and they went back, and they're sharing all this, and that's where the gospel picks up today. And then Jesus appears again. But he appears to them in a specific form. He appears to them as flesh and bones, as a body, a tangible body that you could touch and hear him speak. And they're still incredulous for joy. Look at my hands and my feet. Look at the wounds on my hands. Look at my feet. You see the wounds on my feet from the nails. In order to drive home to them that this body, this person standing before them, suddenly out of nowhere, this body is the same body that was crucified just 3 days before. The same person that walked with them for 3 years, that they witnessed their miracles. And so once that begins to sink in, and what does Jesus do? He said he opened their minds, the same way along the road to Emmaus. He opened their minds to understand. And I think that's the grace of our Easter season, to pray that God will open our minds, that this whole mysterious event of the resurrection will begin to sink down within our hearts. That's the power that we need. That's the grace we need to be authentic missionaries in the world. Not just to tell people about, oh yeah, there's this guy Jesus, and he did this, and he said that, and yeah, he was God's son. And no, but to say it in a way that is inspiring, to say it in a way that's with conviction, as the apostles eventually were able to do, as Jesus opened their minds to understand the words and the implication and the power of those words. So what is our Lord doing here? What should we be asking for? What kind of grace? Have you ever wrestled with a problem in school, or if you're a student in school right now, and you got a pretty, and for me it was math. Math and I were not friends. I don't have a numbers brain. Basic things, yes, of course. I got algebra pretty good, actually, because it was so logical. But at any rate, so I had to really struggle with math. Even in grade school, I remember very distinctly, it was not my favorite subject. And so I struggled, but suddenly, now and then, problems would suddenly open up, and I would, wow, now I get it. Now I get it. And that's what Jesus is trying to do, to open the minds of the apostles. Do you get it now? Do you understand the words, the meaning of the words? Now that you've seen me risen from the dead, go and tell others. Go and open the minds of others to share it, to understand, and to grow. That's the grace of the Easter season. Finally, this Jesus appearing in time and place. Suddenly, you know, at times we wonder how wonderful it would have been to be there at the time of Jesus, to see him walking on the streets, and maybe even to be a fly on the wall in the room where the Lord appeared to them in the resurrection, to actually experience what that would have been like. Sure, it would have been wonderful. But it's actually better to be now, because now the Lord is present to us outside of a specific time and place. Wherever we go, encountering Christ in the sacramental life of the church, there we encounter the living Christ. There he appears to us every time. In the breaking of bread, This is where Jesus appears on Sunday morning. And that's why the church is so very clear about what's called the Sunday obligation, why Catholics are obliged to show up every Sunday and Holy Day for Mass. Because the church wants you to meet the risen Lord. To meet the risen Lord. This is where he comes on Sunday morning. And in every Catholic church around the world, every time Mass is celebrated, you're not going to find him in your home the same way you will find him here. Here he is really and truly present to us under the signs of bread and wine. Why would you not want to be here to experience that same joy and awe and wonder that the apostles did? And then, of course, the last words of the Mass remind us of that mission that Jesus said, you are witnesses. You've seen this, you've been here, you've done that, now go out and share the mission of the Christ you just encountered under the signs of the powerful sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Every baptism, every confirmation, the sacramental life of the church is where God comes to meet us and where we come to meet him. That's where Christ is today. That's where we can touch him and where we can be fed by him every time he comes. So let's rejoice in this beautiful Easter grace that we all have, and we shall all be seeking, Lord, open my mind to understand the scriptures, to understand how and where you are, so that I can be an authentic missionary disciple for Christ.
And that's Easter grace from Father Timothy Makaitis of Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Salem, our homily highlight at Mater Dei Radio.